Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about all things positivity. That's what, again, we're going to do today. We missed last week, but that's okay because we're back this week. So Heather is my beautiful wife and co-host and very pregnant wife and beautifulness co-host. So, the reason we do this is positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. So that's why on most Wednesdays you can find us right here on whatever your favorite podcasting platform is. And yeah, we're trying to bring you a message to, encourage you, but also just hear us try to be playful and fun and positive. So we're also going to do something a little bit different today and actually talk about some ways we can be positive, some certain different healthy habits we can create in our life. So we'll talk about those a little bit later in this podcast. But to start, we're going to do as we always do, and we're going to start with our wins that we've had in a couple of weeks. So, Heather, take us away with your wins.
Wins. Biggest win is Matt made me eggnog French toast this morning. And it was, I think that French toast is like something Matt really excels at. So, it's my favorite.
What was my special ingredient? Did you tell
eggnog.
Everybody? Eggnog. So.
Which is also my love language.
Yeah. We had a little bit of eggnog left over, and today was Veterans Day, and I didn't have to come into the church building until a little bit later. So I said, you know what? We got two loaves of bread in there. Let me knock out some of one. So I made a very quick batch of French toast.
It was delicious, and I've been craving it for so very long. So that was my biggest win ever.
And what else?
Let's see. What else is there? I mean, I finally went to a high-risk prenatal specialist.
Yeah, so give us a baby update, too.
They finally started me on insulin, which I've been asking for since I was like 20 weeks, just because I know my track record. And he's an enormous baby. Like, he's mega colossal baby is what we're calling him. And so, yeah, trying to get sugar levels in check. They fluctuate a lot. But yeah, that's update. He's in the 98th percentile, so he is extra big.
Yeah.
And that's not just like, sometimes they said that gestational diabetic babies, like, oh, their tummy will be big or something like that. But instead it's, no, he's just chunky all over. And the ultrasound girl at the clinic, the specialty office, was like, I mean, look right here. Look how big his little legs are. You can even see that. She's like, he's just really big. I was like, well, you should see how big he was in his 9-week ultrasound, because the first thing I said when we saw him on a 9-week ultrasound was, he's so chunky. That's a baby update for you. I might be induced around January 22nd.
He is very large.
Yes.
We are very excited and so very thankful that he is healthy. And yeah, we are, yes. So, I'm so tired of podcasting now because we just did it again where I don't know what happened. Once we get this new podcast set up, it's going to be awesome. So we just went through a fun game that you didn't get to hear about and a whole bunch of wins that you didn't get to hear about too. So wins, after Heather just gave you a baby update, we were talking about how busy we are and crazy busy we are with church, which we... Okay, so Heather, explain our neighborhood as far as Halloween trick-or-treating goes.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And
there's a bunch of kids.
It's the neighborhood that gives out the full-size candy bars.
Yes.
And you've got the dads and the moms sitting in the driveways with their solo...
stoves. Yeah.
Their fire pit things. Yeah. And handing out candy that way. And it's like each house is like a big party. It is crazy.
And I came home at like 6:30. I went hunting and I came home at 6:30-ish and it was packed all through the neighborhood. Not packed, but it was just lots of little kids running around. And it was fun to see like families just all hanging out at like a few houses. So I went home and chilled, and then I got to see their haul when they came back. So they definitely enjoyed the full-size candy bars that came. But other than that...
we walked a mile.
Yeah. My birthday was last week, so that was exciting. Almost a little less than a week ago, so now I'm 36 years old. For my birthday, we got to go on a date, which was what I requested. And we went to, drumroll, Outback Steakhouse. The reason is because I love Outback Steakhouse cheese fries because I grew up on them. And they have probably the second best ranch ever created. So then you pair their cheese fries with their ranch and it's just like, this is awesome. But also, yeah, they have, I used to get back in the day, and I just told Heather this because... yeah, we accidentally messed up the recording again. But I used to get cheese fries with kookaburra wings. Delicious. Great, great two things to put together. But I am 36 years old, and I don't do what I used to do back in the day, play sports and be constantly active and or work on a ranch and things like that. So I did not do that. I got a side salad, and it was delicious.
Yep.
With more ranch. And then I came home and ate banana chocolate chip cake that Heather made.
Yep.
With homemade frosting. Should I tell everybody?
The whole cake was homemade.
Except for the frosting, even though that's because I thought it was, but she whips her frosting. So then it brings air into it, makes it really smooth.
Gave me a tidbit on canned... store-bought frosting that if you whip it, it makes it easier to spread and it tastes better. And I just didn't have time to make homemade frosting, so I did that, and it was equally delicious.
Yeah. But it was awesome. And then we got to go walk around Academy for a little bit, and Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yep.
I was looking for possibly a new coffee mug, even though I don't need one. But that is something that I truly love is coffee mugs. And I didn't buy anything. We bought one thing and it was for Georgia. And it was one of those like do-it-yourself mounts for deer horns. And so we're going to do her little spike horns in it one day. I have to get the skin peeled off first or the fur. So that was fun. Dick's has a lot of Yetis and Stanley Cups and Owalas and stuff, but
it's overwhelming.
They don't have like a lot of the newer ones. Yeah. I felt like Academy had a way better selection of the newer style.
Like they would get the new colors
and the new like shapes.
Yeah.
I was looking for one of like their 10-ounce ceramic lined ones,
and they didn't have them at Dick's.
No, they had a few colors at Academy that I was just like, eh. I don't really want one of those. So, save my money. And, but yeah, we are, we're getting geared up for a vacation here soon. And we are also getting geared up for another whirlwind of a weekend. We've got lots of stuff happening. And, yeah, we have a baby shower for Heather and baby John coming up. So we are very excited for that. And then what else were we just talking about? Oh, okay. I'm going to run through these. We're not going to have Heather guess them anymore because she already knows the answer. We were doing our segment of weird words with funny meanings. And so the first one we did was bumfuzzle, which Heather actually uses. And it's quite ironic that Heather uses it because they say in the definition, you probably heard your grandparents say this, which sometimes Heather will say she's in her grandmother era. And yeah, bumfuzzle just means to be confused. The one I liked the most was earth. Earth means plot of land, and that is fun. So here is a goal for you today. Use the word earth in conversation with somebody. Or what was, or mail drop. No, this is a perfect time for mail drop.
Yeah.
Since it's cold outside and people are getting runny noses, what mail drop is, M-E-L-D-R-O-P, it is a thing of mucus coming out of someone's nose.
Gross.
It's a mail drop. So say, instead of saying snot bubble, say, hey, you've got a mail drop, and hand them a tissue. That way we can teach the world what mail drop is. But yeah, so we did weird words with funny meanings. Now what we're going to do is, I alluded to it at the beginning, we're going to give you kind of some healthy habits to help create a positive lifestyle. And I think we're going to try and do that in the future, is give you some, since we're trying to be a positivity podcast, we always encourage you to, hey, spend time with your loved ones talking about the wins that you have had, some good things that have happened, because we can really get focused on negative things, and that does nothing good in a marriage, in a family, in a school, in your job. So now, I will be honest, it's way easier to be negative than it is to be positive. So that's why we have five healthy habits for you to do to help create a more positivity in your life. So Heather and I are just going to alternate talking about these. So number one is, let me get to them. Start your day with gratitude. So how can you start your day with gratitude? Good question, Heather. Take a minute and name three things you're thankful for. So right when you wake up, if you know you're waking up next to your spouse or something like that, literally just talk about three things that you're thankful for to start your day. Because really, I mean, that is super helpful. Because if you're already thinking about ways God has blessed you, things that you're thankful for, you'll not think about the things that you don't have and the things that you're upset that you don't have. So start your day with three things that you're thankful for. So what are some, what are like three examples? Putting you on the spot. Sorry.
Like when you wake up?
Yeah. Like let's just say you're like, ah, you're doing your morning stretch. You're like,
immediately,
yeah, good, I'm thankful morning
for the coffee pot going off.
Yeah, there you go. Number one.
And then I'm thankful that I'm able to sit up on my own still.
Yeah.
I haven't reached that stage. I mean, sometimes I need like a push.
Yeah.
But I'm still able to get out of the bed on my own right now.
Yeah.
And then I'm always thankful that I make sure you're breathing every day.
Yeah.
He used to snore and then he would stop and I would always get really worried. And so I'd always like touch you and make sure you were breathing at night.
That's probably why I kept waking up in the middle of the night, is because she was really pushing me or something.
And so that's one.
There you go. There's three. So those are three things. And then as you keep going and, you know, make it a habit, you will focus on that. You could talk about the wins you had the day before. Or you can do it at the very end of the day. That way you go to bed, because that's most of the time when I feel like I'm more negative, is at the end of the day. So you could be, you know, even end of the day, but we'll also have an end of the day thing here in just a second. So number one, start your day with gratitude. Number two, this is Heather's.
Move your body.
Okay. So what do you mean by move your body?
Like go for walks.
So what do you do on a walk when you're with me?
I talk about what I accomplished in a day and what I didn't.
Yeah. So also working out releases endorphins. If you're able to run, go run. If you're into that, not me. Doctors have told me not to do that, so that's an excuse. So Heather and I tried to walk briskly and work out every now and then. So do that. Having literally a healthy physical body will help you have a healthy mental capacity.
Yeah.
So you'll think better. You'll be more positive about yourself, which is good. And it may help you actually be able to clear like a mental fog, or sometimes we get in slumps or funks, and simply having a workout could help you, you know, reset. I do know, like, I wish I could, I would like to look into like creating rhythms, because sometimes I understand like the whole rhythm mindset is like you just map out what your current rhythms are. And yeah, you just accept it. I wonder if you can change your rhythm. I've never looked into it before. So, because I usually am way more productive in a day if I wake up and I go do something, like go walk. If I just wake up and end up like on my phone or something, usually I'm pretty like weirdly anxious most of the day. So if I can start my day with being thankful for something and get walking, usually I'm way more productive, or do a workout or something like that. I usually can accomplish a lot more. So, and I think that's just because getting out there and doing something and being active, getting your blood running that early helps kind of get rid of all of that blah in your brain. So two things right there. Number three, guard what you consume. I think we could all, that maybe three's in the middle on purpose, but be very, very vigilant, diligent about what you're putting in your mind. You may need to go on a mental diet, especially with the amount of stuff we could consume. I mean, there's a lot out there.
Yeah. Shows are bad.
Shows.
Songs are bad.
Songs, social media. I mean,
social media.
If you get into a scrolling thing, and I know there's a lot of people that are like, oh, but my algorithm is this, so I only see this. And it's like, well, let me know you don't, because they try to change things up on you all the time. So maybe it's like, hey, today, you know, no phone day, you're going to reset. Or you brick your phone where you don't have to look at stuff. Yeah, I've even seen people now, they take like these like 30 minutes, nothing. Like they do like this reset thing where they just turn off all everything, no sounds, no nothing. They put their phone down and they just sit there. And I'm like, that'd be, you know, smart thing to do every now and then. So guard what you consume. Be careful. If you like watching adult shows, like just TV shows that you don't want your kids watching, watch it through a filtering app like VidAngel or something. But also make sure it just has a good plot to begin with. But yeah, so guard what you consume and put into your mind, because that will also affect your positivity. If you're watching negative shows, or if you're listening to podcasts that are negative, or constantly on watching the news and, you know, keep wondering about the government shutdown or what's going to happen next. Is an asteroid going to hit the, you know, guard what you consume. So that way it will be uplifting. So by guarding what you consume, you can also consume better stuff. So, yeah. Number four is Heather's.
Surround yourself with uplifting people.
Yeah. So create. We actually did this in our class the other day. I want to say it is Proverbs 13. Let me see. 13:13. No, that's a good one too. So keep going. I'll find it.
Well, I mean, just uplifting people will rub off on you. Same as if you're around somebody who's always a negative Nancy will rub off on you.
Yeah. So Proverbs 13:20, and I teach eighth grade boys in this area of Clarksville at the Clarksville Christian School. And we're reading through the Proverbs right now. And we got to Proverbs 13:20, and it says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." And I was like, what does that mean? And they're like, we need to be in the right crowd. And I was like, exactly. So it's just a very big encouragement. Pick the right people. So you want to make sure you pick the right people. Yeah. And that way all is good and you will be in that situation. So last one. So up to this point, we have start your day with gratitude, move your body. So that's get outside, get exercise, or get inside, get exercise. Be careful of what you're consuming, number three. Number four is surround yourself with uplifting people. If you're around positive people, most likely you'll be a positive person. And last, end your day with some reflection and reset. So maybe you take a few minutes in the evening, you've got a journal. It's probably something I should start doing. But talk about what went well today. Talk about your wins for the day. Write them down. Spend time at the dinner table with the family and say, okay, what was a win you had today? What'd you achieve today? What'd you accomplish today? What was something good that happened today? Because that will help you just have that mindset ending your day. And then if you start your day with the gratitude, like we were talking about, man, what I wonder what that could do to help. Also, it encourages that your kids, your spouse, with this whole idea of, hey, you know what? I'm going to be, you know, positive. So end your day with reflection. Always having a journal is never a bad idea, too. So any other thoughts, Heather?
No.
Any other? How? What would that look practically with kiddos at a table?
Well, we always ask the girls to name their three good things or three favorite things that happened today. Yeah.
Count your blessings type of thing.
Yeah.
So always a good thing to do. So yeah. So we're going to try and do this a little bit more throughout our podcast is have these days where we talk about, you know, ways we can be positive, maybe even do some deep dive research and figure out exactly what that looks like. And we may even create little games that you can do with family to have those positive moments because, again, negativity is easy and we don't want to do that. Okay. Well, now we've made it through this podcast, thankfully. And yeah. Anything else you'd like to add, sweetie? We've been going through Song of Solomon in our Sunday morning Bible class, and it's been really fun. But I need to come up with a better pet name for Heather.
What?
Like the little, like, I don't know. Just a better name. I'm going to call you sister.
No.
My friend, my sister, my dove.
No.
I'll call you my dove.
No.
But it's a really awesome book to go through and do some activities like, we did a little exercise called seven sweet things. You have to say seven sweet things to your sweetie because the Solomon says seven sweet things about his sweetie in chapter three. Was it chapter three? Chapter four? Chapter three ish. Chapter four ish.
I don't remember.
One of them, chapter four. He says seven sweet things about her. And yeah, so we had everybody do that to their sweetie, and it was good. Except for chapter five, we see the woman having 9 things to say about her husband. Always trying to outdo us. But it is a fun book. I'd encourage you, if you're married, read through that together. Phenomenal. And try to practice like what they're talking and how they're talking to each other. It's awesome. So, okay. Other than that, have a great Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Bye.